turn this on. Okay. Time is 6 o'clock. I now call the Town of Castle Rock Historic Preservation Board meeting of June 4th, 2025 to order. I'll ask the secretary to take a roll call, please.
Board Member Thayer. Board Member Bazani.
Present.
Board Member Ahrens.
Present.
Board Member Warnke.
Present.
Board Member Hanash.
Here.
Vice Chair Plasinski.
Present.
Chair Lang.
Present.
Liaison David Rowe. Staff in attendance Brad Boland.
Present.
Town Council Liaison Councilmember Davis.
Here.
And myself, Darcy Hartman. Thank you.
Okay, looks like we're just missing Susan Thayer. Okay. Okay, so. Okay, Mr. Boland, has this meeting and agenda been noticed in accordance with the requirements of the open meetings law?
Yes, it has.
Minutes from the May 7th, 2025 board meeting have been distributed to the board. If there are no changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes, a motion to accept the minutes as presented will be accepted.
Any I move motion? To accept.
Okay. That's Melanie?
Robin.
Robin. Sorry, I gotta rename everybody's names since
second that motion.
Okay, so Robin first it and seconded by Chris. Thank you. Okay. I guess we need to take a roll call vote on that to approve. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do that. Thank you.
Board Member Bazani?
Yes.
Board Member Ahrens?
Aye.
Board Member Warnke?
Yes.
Board Member Hanash?
Yes.
Vice Chair Plasinski?
Aye.
Chair Lang?
Aye.
Thank you.
So moved by a vote of, I think we had what, seven approved?
Six.
Six to six. Okay, thank you. All right. We'll now take nominations for the Is that true? Is that what we're doing? Brad, nominations?
Nominations for chair.
For chair,
and then
okay.
Vice chair, and then design
Perfect.
Review board.
Okay, thank you, Brad. So, all nominations will be presented prior to voting. We'll now go ahead and take nominations for chair. Anybody?
Is that something you want to do?
I'll throw my hat in, but I'd like to have somebody else if anybody else wants to go for it. No? Okay, well then let's take a vote.
Board Member Bazani?
Aye.
Board Member Ahrens?
Aye.
Board Member Warnke?
Aye.
Board Member Hanash?
Aye.
Vice Chair Plasinski?
Aye.
And Chair Lang?
And I'll abstain from the vote. So that would pass by 5-2-6. Okay. So the nomination of Robert Lang passes by a vote of 5-6.
5-0.
5-0, because I abstained, so I'm not, okay.
Yeah, so 5-0. Yep.
Thanks, Brad. We'll now take nominations for vice chair. All nominations will be presented prior to voting.
I'd like to nominate Chris
Plasinski. I'll second that. Anybody else?
Y'all back.
No. Let's go ahead and take a roll call vote on that.
Board Member Bazani? Board Member Ahrens?
Aye.
Board Member Warnke?
Aye.
Board Member Hanash?
Aye.
Vice Chair Plasinski?
Abstain.
Chair Lang?
I'll say yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
All right. HPB 2025-013, Election of Historic Preservation Vice Chair. Okay, we just did that. Let me find my place in the minutes here, the agenda here. Okay, down here. Mr. Bowen, could you please provide a quick overview of the Design Review Board?
Sure, and this is HPB 2025-014, Appointment of the Design Review Board Representatives. So the Design Review Board, they are responsible for taking action on downtown projects, what's called the Downtown Overlay District. So basically from the train tracks to the highway, from basically Wolfensberger, and the Downtown Overlay District actually extends down to the Safeway Center, even though the Downtown Overlay District doesn't actually apply to it because it's a PD, but if they were ever to rezone, they'd be there. That board consists of two members from the Historic Preservation Board, one member of the Planning Commission, two members nominated by the Downtown Development Authority, and then two property owners within the Overlay District. So they look at site development plans. They are a deciding body for projects. Gosh, we just changed this. I want to say for anything under 2,000 square feet, and then anything over that square footage, they are a recommending body to town council. So that is a recent change. So we do have two representatives from the Historic Preservation Board. The Design Review Board, our scheduled meetings are the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month. I think in the last 2 years, we've met maybe three times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe three times a year. That includes electing officers and legal training. So I know Mr. Chair Lang has served on it, and Historic Board Member Ahrens has previously served on it. So if you have any questions for them, I'm sure they'd be happy to answer.
Yeah. And Brad, is my tenure up on that board currently?
Yeah, every year we reappoint.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have two vacancies to fill. Okay.
Yep. For every, we nominate every year.
Okay. So we'll need to take nominations to fill two vacancies on that board mm-hmm. this evening.
Correct.
Yeah.
And currently, I think it's been Chair Lang and Board Member Ahrens that have been the representatives. I don't think we've met since we elected Mr. Ahrens.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll now vote. Let's see. We will now take nominations for position of the design review representatives. All nominations will be presented prior to voting. Would you guys like to start with nominating? We need to fill two positions.
Do you want to do it again?
I'd be willing to do it again.
Yeah. I'll nominate Dan.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Dan is nominated for one of the. Who else?
I'll nominate Robert Lang.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Let's take a roll call vote for Dan and Robert.
Okay. We'll do one at a time. We'll do Dan first. Board Member Vizzani.
Aye.
Board Member Ahrens.
Aye.
Board Member Warnke.
Aye.
Board Member Hanash.
Aye.
Vice Chair Pusinski.
Aye.
Chair Lang.
Aye.
Okay, and then we'll do Robert. Board Member Vizzani.
Aye.
Board Member Ahrens.
Aye.
Board Member Warnke.
Aye.
Board Member Hanash.
Aye.
Vice Chair Pusinski.
Aye.
Chair Lang.
Hey, I'll say aye for myself. I enjoy being on that board. Thank you. Okay, let's go to town council update. The board will now hear update from town council liaison.
Okay, so it was a long meeting last night. We started at 6, got done around 10-ish. Got a lot done. We finished the annexation for Pine Canyon. A lot of review came through for traffic as like the biggest problem. We brought up that we would like to have no hotel and a four-lane road through there. We brought up the fact this two times ago and then this last week that's going to be the ultimate shortcut. Anybody from the east side of town is going to cut right through there, go to Douglas County High School, go to Walmart, go to whatever it is. So we tried to make that clear that needs to be a four-lane road. Right now it's just a two-lane road. And I told them, I said, Scott's is next door. Find a way to split it between the two of you because that place is going to get packed. We also brought up that Prairie, I think it's Prairie Lane, kind of dead ends off of Scott, and it butts right into that. We try to make sure that we try to preserve the older neighborhoods so we're not taking all the new traffic and dumping it off on. And this is kind of setting the precedence for Memon that's going to happen, that's going to dump off on Ash and all that stuff. So we're like, we're not doing it. I think this town council has gotten a little tougher with the, we're building a little quick. They did have surveys last night about, you know, what do we need and more restaurants, more schools, more whatever. I think rec center, I think that was right. The rec center is something that they want the most. So that got approved through town council that the new rec center that's going to be in Brickyard is, I forgot how big that thing is. It's like a, do you remember how big that was?
I don't remember the square footage, but it's good size. And
it's huge.
Yeah.
The good thing about that is that a lot of the everything's inside. So there's an indoor track, there's pools and basketball and pickleball and workouts and yoga and everything. So it's enormous. And part of that agreement was all of the underground and the infrastructure and all that stuff is going to be handled by the builder. So the new street that's going to go from that to, what's the name of that street down there?
Then
Prairie Hawk?
Yeah, so Prairie Hawk.
So Prairie Hawk, they're going to redo that entire street. We all know that's industrial area, but that street kind of sucks. But it's going to be like new curb and gutter and new street completely, lanes, the whole schmear. So that's all happening. And they're going to do another street that comes off of Plum Creek. I forgot the name of that. But so anybody can just get off the freeway, turn right, and it's right there. So plenty of parking. They're going to have a walkway that goes from there all the way to the Great Divide. So it's going to go under the train tracks, over the creek, land up right on the walkway there. Pine Canyon is annexed. Everything passed last night. We were just kind of like jumping on them about the traffic and the, because plan A is the hotel spa and plan B is like townhouses. So I think we need more smaller homes, and I brought that up a couple times. We need more starter homes. We don't need more five bedroom, $700,000 houses. We need our kids to be able to afford a two or three bedroom house. So Dawson's Trail and Pine Canyon is complying with that. Also, there's one called Founders Vista, which is up on where the King Supers is in Founders. Not quite across the street, but across the street up a little bit by the roundabout. That's one that we talked about last night. That was, they went from, I think, 900 and something homes to 500 and something homes. So they had a lot of houses that were right there at the cliff. They brought those inward, and they have two roads that go down utility-wise that are going to meet down on, I'm forgetting these streets, Larkspur and Gordon.
Yeah, so there's an access road that'll connect to Gordon Drive, and that will be solely for
utility,
so it's not going to be open to pedestrians. But then there's a southern one that's meant for utilities, but will also be available to connect to the property below that has a current site development plan under review called Chateau Valley.
So they're also going to do an animal survey to see what lives up there, what kind of trails are going to be made, because that's what they call open space. So we asked them if they could make a trail. You get on a skid steer and just make a little road, go through all the bushes, cut whatever bushes down for a 4-foot trail or whatnot. So they're working on that. Two ambulances got approved last night. They are going to fit, I think one's going to fit in Crowfoot and then one down here. So can't afford one for every station, but we're adding two. So that's good news. Also went through the approval for the police department for drones. They have a new drone and they showed us a video on it, how clear this picture is, that they can go up 400 feet and they can fly it from the police department. So they can just take off from the roof and take off and go to, you know, find an accident and kind of send, you know, more information. So that was good news. And and then the rec center was the big one. And so that got approved. That's, I think it's $72 million. It'll only take 30 years to pay it off. Just like a mortgage, just like our house. Mm-hmm. So
are the drones just for police, or are they, are we just looking for drones for fire as well?
It's they're,
are they a combination?
They can take off from the police station, but then the police station can send the information to the fire department.
Oh, okay. Good.
So they've got the connections and all that to talk to each other. So
I think we've even talked about using them for downtown parking study understand how parking's being used. So I think they'll be well used.
Yeah, good multi-use then. Okay.
And then one last thing would be for tell your friends that you're allowed to park in the parking structure over by DC, DC building.
Third
Street. Economic Development is going to work on a poster that goes in the window that says parking on all levels. A lot of us know that you can only park on the main level, but I guess it's been for at least the last year that you can park on all levels after DC is closed. Mm-hmm. So you can park in it all night, the arms up. I know I used to park there, but got stuck once and haven't been back. But they have opened it up and you can park on all levels now. So please tell your friends so they all know that.
Good to know.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. This brings us to public hearing items. HPB RESO 2025-007, a resolution approving a request for a landmark alteration certificate for 110 North Lewis Street, the Jacob Kroll House. The board must evaluate this proposal under criteria established under the municipal code as summarized in the staff report. The board will hear from staff, the applicant, and the public. Does any board member have any conflict of interest or any other matter he or she would like to disclose prior to proceeding on this item? Nobody? Okay. Brad, did we get any written comments from the public?
No written comments prior to the packet or after the publishing of the packet.
All right, thank you. Brad, well, would you like to give us your staff presentation on?
Yeah, and I would like to enter in my presentation onto the record. Okay. So we are here, as the chair said, for 110 North Lewis Street, a landmark alteration certificate. So a landmark alteration certificate is needed for any property that is locally landmarked if they're going to be making any alterations to the property. So the location of the property is at the northeast corner of Lewis Street and First Street in the Craig and Gould neighborhood. So here are the existing conditions. So some history on the property as far as Historic Preservation Board actions. This property was originally landmarked in 2000. The history of the property is that it was originally built in 1887, and it's an example of an early frame construction and kind of represents a bungalow craftsman's type of architecture that's not typically found in Castle Rock, so it is kind of unique in that way. One of the historical folks that lived in the property was Jacob Kroll. He was a grocer in the in the community. He was born in 1894, so he moved in after the house was built. And he was known to be a generous member of the community, often running a tab for customers, particularly during the Depression. So historic preservation actions, again, it was landmarked in 2000. In 2019, there was a landmark alteration certificate that was approved for a detached garage and ADU. And just this past December, a landmark alteration certificate was approved by the board to add a addition to the south of the main structure. So actually this photo was probably taken back in December. And I think now they're currently under construction for that addition. So here's the proposed site plan. So what they are proposing is an outdoor kitchen with a kind of a pizza oven that has a chimney. So that is located in the rear of the property. You can see from my mouse here, it's just gonna be right behind the house. Here are the elevations. So we have a roof that is going to extend over this outdoor kitchen that'll be attached to the existing roof. And then, so that'll be matching the existing roofing material. And then you have the chimney that raises up about, I think it's about 13, 14 feet. But what you can see is that it is below that roof line. So when we take a look at any application, we have certain criteria for review, and those include the landmark alteration criteria and the Secretary of Interior Standards of Rehabilitation. Those were gone over point by point in the staff report. I just kind of wanted to point out some of the main conformance to that. The first one is that this would be removable. Removing that new addition to the roof would not alter the existing structure. This does not materially change the appearance of the building due to its location in the rear. And along with the chimney, while that is a vertical, new vertical component, you're still not going to be seeing it when you look, you know, directly in front of the building. So generally, it's going to have a low impact on the integrity of the existing structure. So based on that, staff does recommend approval for the landmark alteration certificate. I do have some proposed motions for you, and I'm happy to answer any questions. We also have Nathan Albers, and who's the architect, and the owner, Brian Nugent, to give a presentation.
Okay. If Brian and then the architect's name again, sorry?
Yeah, I can do the presentation.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Come on, come on up.
Yep.
All right. I'm the architect, Nathan Albers. I've been an architect in Douglas County for, I think, 23 years now. So it's been a while. Like Brad was saying, it's just a very simple kitchen addition to the rear. And it is going to be a wood burning pizza oven. We won't run any gas or electrical lines out here, just propane. And you know, the attachments to the existing house are all going to be above the gutter line, so we're not going to affect siding, windows, anything like that, just the shingles. And you won't really be able to see it from the street at all. This stonework will match the ADU behind the house, which it's close to, and the shingles will of course match, and we'll just paint all the gutters and trim to match the existing home. So again, you can't see anything from the front street. The only really person who will ever be able to see it will live directly south of Brian. So, we're matching. These are really our only two materials besides paint, but we'll match the shingles and we'll match the stone. So that's it on the architectural side. I'll let Brian talk about what his vision is.
Thank you for allowing us to present to you. I'm requesting approval for an addition of an outdoor kitchen and a pavilion roof at the rear of my historic home. As a former chef, cooking is my lifelong passion, and this space will include a Portuguese wood-fired oven and an Argentinian wood-fired grill. designed as a welcoming space for family and friends. The pavilion will be visually connected to the back of the home for an aesthetic continuity, but it will be entirely supported by four independent pillions. No structural weight will rest on the house itself, and none of the original architecture will be disturbed. The existing roof on the home is new, and the pavilion roof will be designed to match in both style and material for a cohesive appearance. The addition will be completely out of view from the front of the property, preserving the home's historic profile. I've spoken with neighbours on both sides, and they have expressed full support for the project. Thank you for your time and thoughtful consideration.
Thank you, Chef. Any questions from board members? Do we have anybody from the public? No. Board members, anything?
Did you want to speak?
No.
Okay. I had just one question for you, and it's not a yes no kind of vote question. It's just curiosity on the drawings, on the on the elevation, the east elevation. It shows that framing the posts that are on either side of the chimney, and then they're supporting the roof line. And it's what I'm looking at is kind of in that tan color on the elevation. Does the roof line, is it being supported by the chimney? Because it runs into the chimney and then stops. I was just curious if that's how that's...
So structurally, my... let me see if I can zoom in here.
Yep, let me change it to that view.
So it's a curiosity question on how it's framed over there on that end.
So structurally, these columns... So it's going to be independent of the house. So these columns are going to be bearing my dead loads.
Yeah.
And this beam right here will be carrying the load to each column. So the chimney, I mean, it will attach to it.
Yeah. But that does that beam run completely from post to post on the front side of the chimney or the back side of the chimney? That's what my question was.
Yeah, it's from the front side. So
it's on the front side.
Let me go to a side elevation.
Okay. Because it doesn't really look like it's on the front side if you go to the south elevation. That post is towards the back of the chimney.
So. Yeah. So, yeah, the chimney does. Maybe the plan view would be the best way to look at it.
Okay, so, it's on the, this is the inside, your inside. Yeah. So it runs across the front of the chimney.
Yeah, so we don't need the chimney to support the roof structure.
Right. So then from the south elevation view, then those posts are really towards the left.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've got, let's look at the plan view. I've got, see the post is hidden. This post is hidden from that elevation. Right. So you got a post here, a post here.
Yeah, that's the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So these posts that are out here by the chimney, if you put your beam running from post to post, it's going to run right into the masonry, right?
Well, the masonry is right here.
Yep.
And so I have my post here, and I got a beam running here.
Yep.
And a beam running here. Now I have that ridge beam up here, but it's not structural, it's just aesthetic. Because the joist will carry all the roof load down to the beams.
Right. Okay, I guess I wouldn't say it's a beam, it's more like your tension member.
Yeah.
That runs through the chimney.
I mean, it'll touch it, but I don't think we need the chimney to support it structurally. Okay.
I can point it out to you after this.
Okay.
So I'm just curious. Okay, let's move on then. Let's.
I usually let the structural engineers worry about it. So I wasn't too worried about it.
Okay. Let's find where I'm at.
It definitely won't penetrate the fire part of the chimney.
Right.
The fire's coming up. It would touch the masonry on the exterior if it did anything.
Yeah. No, that's understandable. Okay. All right. So I think we are at the point where we can go ahead and take a roll call vote. Do I have a nomination on Action Forward, which we have voices?
Some discussion first.
Yeah, well, I already asked if there's any comment or discussion? Anybody?
I'll just say that based on the addition not being viewed from the street, I don't have any problem with it and wanted to welcome you to the neighborhood.
I agree. I think it's a really great use of the space that you have there, and I love that it fits into your lifestyle, and it'll be a great addition to your home.
Well, have fun with it.
So if Brad's going, I'm not. I said if Brad's going, I'm not. No, I'm just kidding.
So would it be proper then to just say we motion to approve the certificate?
Yeah.
Here we go. I found it. All right. So, oh, they're on the dais. Oh, thank you, Brad. Okay, so proposed motions. Option one is I move to approve the landmark. One second option is I approve the landmark with conditions, or I move to deny, or the fourth is I move to continue. Do I have any a nomination for one of these options?
I move to approve the landmark alteration certificate for addition at 110 North Lewis Street as presented.
Okay, any second?
Second.
Okay, let's take a roll call vote.
Board Member Bazzani?
Aye.
Board Member Ahrens?
Aye.
Board Member Warnke?
Aye.
Board Member Hanash?
Aye.
Vice Chair Plusinski?
Aye.
Chair Lang?
Aye.
Thank you.
So how long will it take to build?
This will probably be pretty quick.
Okay. A couple months? Okay. I'll see you then.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brad, do I owe you any paperwork for this?
Just your affidavits. Yep.
Okay, moving on. Design review update. There was no meeting to report on. Castle Rock Historical Society liaison.
I've got some updates. He emailed me some updates.
Okay.
So,
go ahead, Brad.
So he apologizes for not being able to attend. So the trolley tours and Victoria's Tea annual fundraiser were a big success. Both events were sold out. Castle Rock Historical Society and Museum had a productive presence at the Senior Living Expo on June 4th. So a couple upcoming events. There's a June presentation, June 12th at 7 p.m. at the library. It is History of Cars to Continental Divide Raceway in Castle Rock. So if you're not familiar with that raceway, it was located where Dawson Trails was. Is now being developed. This is going to coincide with their booth at the 2025 Castle Rock Classic Car Show, which is occurring June 13th and the 14th. And then he also stated that a flood exhibit official opening at the museum on June 21st. So that was his update.
Okay, good. Yeah, and I'll kind of foot stomp the car show on the 13th. They usually put a really good show. So if you can get that in your schedule, come on down. Board member items. We'll check for a quorum for upcoming meetings, July 2nd and August 6th. Anybody not available for July 2nd or August 6th?
I'm not available on the 2nd of July.
Okay. And of course, Susan's not here, so. But it looks like we'll have a quorum.
Yeah, I'll be available for both.
Okay. All right, Brad, any last things for us?
Yes, I'll have a update on kind of our numbers and whatnot for Historical Preservation Month. Thank you, Board Member Ahrens and Warnke, for attending the spring kickoff meeting, or a COP meeting, concert. So we were there from up until about 6:30, I want to say. And, you know, we had a lot of people kind of stop and ask questions, and Councilmember Warnke was great at bringing people to the booth and talking to them. So thank you both for attending. And we'll kind of talk further about what we want to maybe do next year for Historical Preservation Month at one of these subsequent meetings.
Okay. So we'll have a hot wash either maybe the next meeting or?
Yeah, I need to get with our communications team to get like the numbers on the website on, you know, how many hits we had and everything like that. And then we discussed like doing the flags on the light pole. So probably should start talking about that now, especially if we want to do that and maybe want to ask for a little bit of more budget money. It's a one-time deal.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Brad. All right. Anything else, board? Okay. Time is 6:35 and I move to adjourn the meeting. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Roll call vote.
Board Member Vizzani?
Aye.
Board Member Ahrens?
Aye.
Board Member Warnke?
Aye.
Board Member Hanash?
Aye.
Vice Chair Plusinski?
Aye.
Chair Lang?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Motion is approved by a vote of six of us. So thank you. The meeting is adjourned.